When we apply for a job, we typically do some investigating as to what the job entails. A great way to learn about the details of the job is by reading the job description. A job description informs you of all the tasks and roles that you would be responsible for if hired for that job. From there, you can decide if that's something that sounds good to you or if you should keep looking for something else that's a better fit. But what about the roles we inherently have currently in our lives? Are we clear on what it is that we're supposed to do as well as the things that we're responsible for? In today's episode, I'll challenge you to write your own job description, not just for your career, but for several categories of your life. I'll encourage you to be proactive in this process, and I'll provide you with a step-by-step plan to make it happen so you can be clear on what others expect of you as well as what you can expect from yourself. Welcome back to the Ignited Firefighter Podcast, guys. I'm excited to be here with you today and talk about this topic because it's something that I feel a lot of people overlook. And honestly, like when people are in such a passive mode, they tend to let these things go by the wayside. I mean, it's literally the definition of being proactive in learning all you can about the things that you're expected to do. So let's get started. Why is it important to define your roles? If you don't know what's expected, how can you possibly do the best you can? So, in my role as a firefighter, how can I possibly do my job effectively if I don't know what's expected of me? There's no way that I can possibly do that. So much time and effort is put into training, is put into reviewing minimum company standards or policies and procedures, things like that, so that I know what my role is. It's important to understand your role in any part of life. So whether you're a firefighter, whether you're a father, a mother, a husband, a wife, a friend, a daughter, a son, all of these little roles that you have in your life inherently are a part of you and define who you are. But are you defining the role and are you exemplifying it? One of the ways that clarity in the roles that we play and the roles that we have can improve efficiency and effectiveness is by making sure those roles or those expectations are communicated. So I have a little story about this. My very first job, I worked at a movie theater, and my first job was the concession stand at the movie theater. My very first task that I was given by my supervisor was to make nachos, right? So like put the nachos in the tray and just make sure that we had enough for the 6 o'clock rush that was coming up. And so after she showed me how to do it and she showed me what I needed to do, how many I needed to, or not necessarily how many I needed to make, but where the supplies were and how to set it all up, she left me to it because she had a lot of things to do. Because we had a 6 p.m., you know, like around 6 p.m. is when all the movies start to play. And so she had to go do other stuff. And I was like the new trainee, right? So she left me back behind the concession stand and I'm just making nachos. And I'm making a hell of a lot of nachos. So I'm like, I hope these people like their nachos because there is like a never-ending tower. Or now not even a tower, but like a whole castle civilization of nachos in the back. So she comes back behind the concession stand and comes in the room and looks and is just in awe of the kingdom of nachos that I have created. One of the things she forgot to do was tell me how many to make. She didn't tell me how many we needed. But were we ready for the set? Yeah. Was it efficient? Was I being efficient? Yeah, I was being efficient. Was I being effective? Yeah. But at the same time, there were dozens and dozens of nacho trays that we had to account for. So like we either were going to have to trash them and lose the revenue on those, or we were really going to have to push nachos like the next set or two of movie showing times that night. And so it was a lesson learned in, you know, as a new worker, I probably should have asked, how many should I make, or when should I stop, or, you know, like, give me a time frame. How long should I be doing this? But again, I was new. I didn't know. And I thought my supervisor was cute. And so I just made the hell out of those nachos. This applies to all different kinds of roles that we play. You know, how are we going to know specifically what our roles, our responsibilities are, where the boundaries of those things are? And I'm not pointing out boundaries to state that we should stay within them right now. And I'll get to that in just a little bit. But specifically, I can think of an example when it comes to the firefighting side of this, in that on a fire engine, you have your engineer who drives the truck and pumps the truck on the fire, right? And then the captain who's in the front right seat, who's guiding us where we're to go, formulating a strategy plan and tactics for fighting the fire. And then you have your two firefighters in back. Now, I like to work on trucks that make it very clear that each of us has a specific role. So when we show up on a fire, we're not asking each other right then. We're not wasting precious seconds and precious time trying to identify our roles and responsibilities then. I like working on a crew where we pull up and we know our shit. We know exactly what we're supposed to do when that air brake part, when that air brake activates and we go into park, we can jump off the truck and go into action. So I like specifically making the guy behind the engineer the plug man. So he gets out, pulls the supply line, wraps the hydrant, and gets our water supply for the fire. The firefighter behind the captain pulls the attack line or the hose line for our initial attack on the fire. So while that person's pulling the attack line, the other person's getting the supply line, and then we kind of meet at the door and go in for search and rescue. And it's very fluid. It's very quick. It's very systematic, and I love it. I love having a template and a set expectation of roles and responsibilities so that we can operate to our maximum potential. And this goes along with the importance of the roles that we have in our personal life, like spouse, parent, friend, right? Spousal relationships absolutely demand clarity. Like you have to have clarity in husband-wife relationships. It's when people start making these covert contracts is where things start to go awry. And you guys have heard me talk about covert contracts before. It's when somebody has an expectation of someone else without ever communicating that thing to them. And so when that person doesn't meet that expectation, they get crucified for it. And then that person doesn't even know why their spouse is mad. And then they have to play this whole detective game. Why are you mad, honey? What's going on? You know, like, I can tell you're upset. What's the matter? Nothing's the matter. Everything's fine. We all know that that's not the truth. We all know that something is wrong. And until that thing gets pulled out like a weed, things are going to be bad. That weed's going to grow. It's going to turn into a dandelion and spread its seeds all over. And then more weeds are going to grow up. It's just not going to be good, guys, for anybody. So I encourage you guys to listen or to reflect on your own lives and recognize the need for clarity within your roles. So what are some roles what are some areas that you could use some clarity in? Is it within your own head? Is it within the walls of your home? What about work? Might you need to gain some clarity from your supervisor like I needed to, you know, making the great nacho tower of 1997 or whatever as to what they expect of you so you can clearly meet those expectations. And here's where it comes in. Or even exceed those expectations. I like the idea of thinking about like a cylinder, like a graduated cylinder, right? Science term here. eighth grade science, guys. So think back, dust it off. Think back to eighth grade science where you had the graduated cylinder, right? Where you have this container that has a base and a cylindrical shape, cylindrical walls, but there's no cap on it. Meaning that you can measure your success within those levels, right? That those millimeters or whatever ounces you measure, you want to measure it in. But the more effort you put into it, the higher you can go. And then you can even exceed the limit of that graduated cylinder and might need to, for lack of a better term, graduate to a larger one so that you can measure and improve and contribute more effectively. So when I speak of boundaries in this, I'm not necessarily speaking of things that are limiting you. I'm speaking to things that are helping you stay in line so that you can grow in a linear fashion and then expand and improve until you're ready to promote or extend yourself or grow to the next level of production and the next level of purpose and meaning. So some of the ways that we can be proactive in this, I'll get to the steps that we can take specifically in just a few minutes, but it's very important for us to be proactive in this, because if we're just kind of hanging out, not doing anything, we're not growing, right? If you're not growing, you're dying. Like that's science. If you're not growing, you're decaying. So one of the ways that I've been able to witness this proactive ability and proactive focus on roles and responsibilities are within a couple of friends of mine who transform their lives by defining their role as fathers. And within my church, we have what's called a proclamation to the world, in where the president of the church or the prophet gave a message. I think this was back in 1999, and it clearly defined roles and responsibilities of men and women in their home. And the roles of men within this proclamation to the world were to protect, provide, and preside as fathers. And the roles of women were to be nurturing to your family, nurturing to yourself. Now, this means like spiritually, physically, and mentally, right? So they're kind of three-tiered on both ends, but I'm going to focus on the one that I was able to witness. Some friends of mine changed their whole family dynamic by focusing on these principles of protect, provide, and preside. So protect in that, you know, you protect your family, you protect your home from outside influences and from outside threats, whatever that is. If it's alcohol, then you need to do what you need to do to protect your family from those threats. And even if you're the one facilitating it, right? Provide. You need to provide a space, a safe place for your family to be who they are. You need to provide your family, your spouse, your wife, and your children with the things that they need to achieve their highest potential. And we preside within our homes as making sure that we're setting a healthy and loving tone, right? And that's not just the responsibility of the father. Like, mothers are there to nurture and make sure that there's a loving tone established as well. But we need to make sure that we are presiding so that our wives can feel safe in their roles as nurturers, you know, intellectually, spiritually, and physically. Our children need to feel safe. We need to preside in our home so that our children feel safe in being who they are and coming to you with hard conversations. If they don't feel safe in doing that, then you're not presiding as a father. You're not presiding in your home as a man. You're not establishing an environment where people feel safe in sharing who they really are and coming to you with the things that are true concerns. So I was able to watch these men focus on these three principles and really change their whole dynamic. And I was able to watch their families get into flow. They had closer relationships. They had, you know, better sex lives with their spouses. All of it fit into place when they focused on these three simple principles: protect, provide, preside. I said simple, not easy. You know, if you are dealing with an addiction or something like that, you're going to have to be the one who makes a change. so you can protect your family from that poison. You know, whatever it may be. Maybe you spend way too much time watching sports. You neglect your kids. You neglect your wife. Maybe that's it. It could be something as simple as that. But like I said, simple, not easy. One of the ways that that stands out to me, or one of the things that stands out to me, is that no one got anywhere special by being lazy, right? I think of the lazy river at the local water park, like Sunsplash here in the suburban Phoenix. It's literally called the lazy river. You just hop on a tube, and it's very nice. You just kind of float around and get a nice tan, maybe have a drink in your hand. I don't know. But it takes you in circles. You don't actually go anywhere, right? Growth requires active attention. So if you want to go somewhere, if you want to grow, then you have to specifically focus on these things that you're looking to grow and better in your lives. By taking charge of your roles and responsibilities, you inherently build trust among your team. That's one of the great natural byproducts of taking charge of your roles and responsibilities. You inherently build trust among your team. When you're consistent in your performance and even make an effort to exceed expectations, you become the person people want to work with. People want to be around you. They want to be the recipient of that work that you're doing. And rightfully so. You know, they have a right to do that. And how amazing is it to be the person that provides that to the people you work with and the people you work for and the people that you serve? So this also leads to personal and professional growth. When you're being that consistent high performer, people around you are going to notice it. People are going to want to promote you to a higher level of responsibility. They're going to want to, you know, get that insight in positions of influence so you can exemplify that thing to the up-and-comers, to the people who are still learning and still growing. I talked a little bit about barriers. When you push past the barriers of where you currently are, you're growing. Just like a seedling pushes through the ground to reach the sun. Once it gets there, the sky's the limit. I encourage you to become a proactive member in the roles in your life. Like, only you can identify them, right? And we're going to get to that in just a second. But with conscious effort, you can be the king or queen that you are now only waiting to become. But how do we actively do it? Well, fortunately for you, like I said, I have a 6-step process that I'm going to share with you right now. So, number one, you want to identify roles that you want to focus on. I'm just going to list them right now, and then I'll kind of break them down in just a few minutes. You want to identify roles you want to focus on. Number two, reflect on why these roles are important to you. And I highly encourage you to write this down, physically write this down. If you want to use your phone notes or something that you're going to actually utilize, then that's fine. But there's so much value in writing it down with pen and paper. Number three, list the key responsibilities and tasks associated with each role. Number four, identify qualities or actions that exemplify those roles. Number five, set clear, achievable goals for each role. And number six, create a plan to work toward those goals. Now, I would also say make that a daily plan. You should create a daily plan, something you can work on every day, some small thing you can do every day to push you toward that goal. So, one of the ways that I do this is specifically through my FIRE framework that I've shared with you numerous times. This helps you identify the roles you want to focus on. This, you know, we do this on a quarterly basis within the Forge, and I'll get to that in a minute as well. But we spend some time focusing on why these things are important to us. You know, what are the things associated with each of these things? What are things that I can do and actions that I can take that would push me toward that goal? And I want to make sure to achieve or to write down something that's actually achievable within a certain amount of time. And then, like I said, take small daily steps toward those goals. It's important to revisit these and adjust these as life evolves. And that's one of the main reasons why I open up the Forge on a quarterly basis, not a yearly basis, because on a quarterly basis, we can focus on these things within a matter of 12 weeks so that we can have huge changes within that amount of time. And it kind of lights a fire under your ass because, you know, you only have 12 weeks to get this thing done, and we're going to hold you accountable within the group and within your teams so that you can stay focused and you can stay effective. So by the end of that 12 weeks, you've done the thing, right? You know, come January 1, everybody wants to go to the gym, look better, and lose weight, right? I mean, those of us who are consistently in the gym, we see these people all the time, and they tend to trail off about March, right? Well, that's the end of first quarter. So if we can utilize that 12 weeks and have a specific plan and just kill it for that 12 weeks and in that quarter, then we're going to maximize our time. We're going to focus on quality, not quantity. The people who tend to not do that, you know, fade out come March, and then they just never get back to it. They just fade out. And then they wait for three more quarters until next year and then promise the same things to themselves and start out the same way. And then guess what happens? They trail off about 3 months in, and then time goes by and their goals are never met, and they never get to where they want to go. So these are six steps that I'm encouraging you to take to make sure that you have a clear outline, you have a clear process and a clear plan to write your own job description within these roles and responsibilities that you have in your own life. So where do we go from here? Well, now I want you to focus on 1 to 3 key roles that stand out to you in your life. And this is just to start with, 1 to 3. If it's 1, fine. Just focus on 1, right? Like I said, quality over quantity. So identify 1 to 3 roles that are most important to you. Are you a father? Is that one of the things that's most important to you? Then focus on that. You know, do you want to be a good friend? Is that really important to you? Then let's have that be your second thing. And even if it's just 2, like I said, guys, 1 to 3, doesn't have to be 3, can just be the 1. I need you to make sure that you are prioritizing for effective growth. If you have too much on your plate, you're not going to be able to focus, and you're not going to be able to grow in that thing that you want to grow in. So again, select 1 to 3 roles to focus on just initially. You can't focus on more than that and be effective. Not right now, not when you're just getting started. If you want to put all your focus and efforts into one role, then that's great. Like I said, quality over quantity. Become great at that thing, and then when you're ready to level up in another area, you know how to do it. So this kind of reminds me of when I made the jump from EMT to paramedic. I wanted to be the best EMT that I could be. I wanted to be preemptive in knowing what my paramedics wanted to do or what they needed. Like, I wanted to preempt their needs. I wanted to make sure they had what they needed before they even asked for it. So for example, if we run on a diabetic patient whose blood sugar is like 32, then as an EMT basic, I know that my paramedic is going to need to start an IV and give dextrose intravenously. So what can I do as an EMT? Well, I can anticipate that. I can make sure that my paramedic has IV setup kit all ready to go, how they want it. Like, that's so important too, because I would communicate with my paramedics and be like, how do you want this set up? When you're getting ready to do an IV, how would you like me to get this set up for you? What, you know, catheters do you particularly like to use? And how, you know, I ask those questions. I learned from Nacho Tower, right? I learned from the Nacho Kingdom. I'm going to ask those questions on the front end to gain clarity, to make sure that I'm performing the best I can in that role. And so I would set up their IV kit all ready to go. I would spike a bag of fluids, get that all ready to go. And I would get in the drug box with permission from them and give them the big giant tube of intravenous dextrose to give to the patient to bring them back to the land of the living. And it was at that point where I would have my mentors and paramedics be like, okay, you're ready. You're ready to make that jump to paramedic now. So when I made the jump to paramedic, it wasn't stressful. I've heard people be like, oh, it's the hardest thing you'll ever do in your whole life. And that might be the case. And I'm not trying to minimize people's experiences, but to me, that says you weren't ready. When you go into that, that to me says you weren't ready. And that's not how I wanted to be. I wanted to be so ready that it was like just taking a step onto an escalator, right? Instead of like climbing up a mountain with all of this heavy stuff on me that I'm carrying around, like all of this trauma and family drama and this and that and all this other stuff, I wanted to shuck all that off, make sure I was focused in on this one thing and make sure that I was doing my best in that thing so I could excel. So that it didn't feel like an upwards battle every single time I went to school. I wasn't devastated. I didn't, you know, lose relationships. I didn't lose my mind. I didn't gain an addiction. All of these things that I see people do in medic school didn't happen for me because I wanted to make sure that I was at that level before I got there. And I know I'm kind of taking a tangent here, but at the same time, the point remains, like when you're ready to level up in another area, you'll know exactly how to do it. When you're ready to level up, it won't be this big, huge, dramatic thing that everybody keeps trying to tell you it is. It can be a simple step up onto an escalator and you're well on your way. I want to make sure that I share some experiences that I've had with you. I prioritize, like I'd mentioned before, I prioritize my goals and different roles in four different categories. And that's based on the FIRE framework that I teach in the Forge. So the categories are fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy. And this makes it easy to implement the role that I'd like to focus on. For example, my relationships category could be focused on my role as a father, like my friends were that I had mentioned. So if my relationships category goal was to, let's just say, become a better father, I would need a daily tactic to make sure that thing is happening. So every day I could make it a goal to connect with one of my kids. I've got three kids. So it could be as simple as sending them a text message. It could be sitting with them for 5 minutes and just asking them about their day. It could be sitting with them for a couple of hours playing a video game with them. But there needs to be some type of measurable metric that I can check to make sure that I'm taking a step towards that goal of becoming a better father. And each category works that same way. And if you join the Forge, I will personally work with you and show you how to fit that or fit your roles and fit your goals into this framework. And once you learn it, you will be unstoppable. I need you to also identify why the chosen roles are important to you. So like how your personal values and passions play a role in these choices. So with Ignited, the three core values that I operate under are action, ownership, and brotherhood. And I have those in my mind every time when I'm at work. If I see a need that needs fixing, or if I see a need, if there's something that needs attention, I'm going to take action and ownership of that thing. If I go into the gym and the gym is dirty, I'm going to take ownership of that situation. I was there. I noticed that it was dirty. I'm going to take action and ownership of it and clean it and make sure that the next people that use it feel comfortable in there. They don't walk in there and feel just like it's gross and dirty and unorganized. And that applies or appeals to the sense of brotherhood that I'm trying to build at work. So action, ownership, and brotherhood are the three core values. And those are the things, you know, with Ignited. And those are the things that I am focusing on while I'm at work or while I'm doing anything with Ignited. It's literally the three driving core value principles that I operate by. And you can, in any action that I take within Ignited, whether you guys are members of the Forge or whether you are on the podcast Facebook group, whatever it is that you see me doing, it's because I'm taking action, ownership, and trying to foster a sense of brotherhood. And you can run every single thing I do through that filter. And I can guarantee you that at least one of those elements will be present. So Identify what your personal values are. What are your three core values? Again, start with 1 to 3. Like, have you identified your core values? If you haven't, maybe start there. And these aren't things that just are like buzzwords that sound good to you. These are things that inherently drive you. They inherently drive you. So if being friendly is important to you, then friendliness is one of your core values. Embrace it. Showcase it. Hell, even exploit it to make sure that you are showcasing the thing that matters to you and that you are implementing that friendliness within all of those roles, right? And then you can identify some ways to implement that friendliness within those roles based on the categories that I just shared with you. But anyway, share those reasons, or share within the Ignited Firefighter podcast Facebook group what your core values are. I would love to hear it. I just shared with you what mine are. I would love to hear you guys share them within the group. It would be fantastic. We would have a great discussion about that. It's important to prioritize certain roles over others, and that's why I asked you only to start with like 1 to 3, because you need a hierarchy of what is most important to you. So for me, my family comes before the firehouse, period. If things are good on the home front, then I don't have to worry while I'm at work. I won't be distracted. I won't bring my home life drama to work, and vice versa. If things are good at work within the span of my control, and on the flip side, like I'm saying, vice versa, if things are good at work, then I won't bring that drama home to my family. So if things are good at home, I'm not bringing home to work. And if things are good at work, I'm not bringing work home. Does that make sense? People like to say that work and home life can't be separated, but I'm here to tell you that it absolutely can be, because I have done it. By setting up structures like the ones that I'm talking about today, you can make sure to keep your mindset right regardless of where you are. So you don't have these things bleed into each other and blur the lines and cause collateral damage. I would love for you to think about specific actions or qualities that exemplify each role that you have written down. So within that 1 to 3 span, take a moment and write out, brainstorm specific actions or qualities that would exemplify each one to you, specifically to you. Not what you think other people are looking for, but what matters to you. Provide examples of behaviors that demonstrate commitment to that role. So if you want to be a good friend, maybe active listening is something that could go underneath that, right? Put your phone down when someone's trying to talk to you. Don't be that person. Setting clear standards leads to personal growth, period. So I just wanted to kind of revisit what I shared with you today. Make sure that you identify 1 to 3 roles in your life that are priority, that are important to you. Write down the values that support you or that would support you in those roles. And then write down your job description. Describe what it is that the ideal version of you in that role would look like. Write it down. Make notes. Take an active role in your development in this thing. It's important to define the roles and responsibilities that you have. That way, you can knowingly and consciously embrace them and just make yourself a rock star in them. So again, create your own job description for those chosen roles. I would really, really, really love to hear what you guys come up with within the Ignited Firefighter Podcast Facebook group. I've got a link to that in the show notes. You can click on that at any time and join. I am going to pose some of these questions within the group this week and really kind of like poke and prod at you guys to let me hear what you guys are doing out there. I'm actively always more than willing to share what it is that I'm doing, but I am also very, very curious in what it is that you're doing. Join a group of people who are looking to actively work on refining themselves. But if you're looking to level up and not just contribute to a thread, but that you want to take daily active steps on working on refining yourself in an active and consistent way, then I'd love to see you inside the Forge. The Forge is where we get real. It's where we do the work and we build each other up by sharing our experiences every week. Accountability is huge within this group because only by being accountable to ourselves and to others can we actively make the progress that we want to see in our lives. Click the link in the show notes to apply to the Forge, you guys. Quarter four has already started, so the next time this exclusive club opens up will be for the first quarter in 2024, January 1st, 2024. I will continue to take applications all through quarter four, so feel free to send in your applications so you can be locked and loaded to hit the ground running come January 1st. But also, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so that it can be found by others like you who are looking to make improvements in their lives. This is Ryan Rodriguez signing off, challenging you all to keep the fires of fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy burning bright. Stay safe, stay inspired, and refine yourself to become the person you want to be. Be ignited.